This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado will face yet another state budget crisis next year, according to economic forecasts presented to state lawmakers yesterday. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the legislature already had to solve two major budget issues this year.
First, last spring, lawmakers had to fix a $1 billion shortfall driven mostly by rising health care and education costs. Then, last month, they had to close a more than $700 million budget hole created by changes in federal tax policy. Now, economic forecasters say Colorado is headed for another deficit next year to the tune of $850 million. In other words, maintaining the same level of government services next year will cost that much more than the state will have to spend. The shortfall will once again be largely due to increasing costs of health care and education. That plus the spending cap set by the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Closing next year's deficit will also be more challenging because lawmakers exhausted many of their budgeting options this year.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A new study finds increasing lightning is causing more fires across the West. Northern Nevada, Idaho, and Montana could face the biggest jumps, up to 12 extra lightning days each summer. Colorado could see around three more lightning days. Here is researcher Dmitry Kileshnikov of the University of California, Merced.
Climate change is going to increase the risk of lightning-caused fires. If we make the appropriate policy and sort of funding decisions to keep up with the risk, you know, maybe it won't be so bad.
He's referring to decisions about things like firefighting resources and updated forest management. He says lightning already accounts for more than two-thirds of the total area burned by wildfires in the West. Folks may see smoke in the Pike National Forest east of Woodland Park this week. Nearly 500 acres there will be part of a prescribed burn.